Iran's foreign minister says Tehran did warn Washington that chemical weapons had fallen into the hands of insurgents fighting the Syrian government.
Does Iran know who used chemical weapons on August 21st in Syria?
We have indications, and we had shared those indications in the past with the United States and with others, that unfortunately, and this is extremely dangerous, chemical weapons were being smuggled into Syria to groups, armed groups that are fighting the Syrian people and Syrian government. This was information that we had for some time. Number of arrests were made earlier this year in neighboring countries, indicating the fact that this was actually taking place.
Did we get a response from the Americans?
Unfortunately not. No, we alerted them. We told them that this was taking place. We told them, and we still tell them, that this is a continuing nightmare. Chemical weapons in the hands of non-state actors, particularly extremist non-state actors, is a threat to everybody. It recognizes no borders. It will become a menace for the entire region, and those who help these groups have access to chemical weapons will need to address the question how they are going to deal with that. The addresses are unknown. The possibilities for the use of these chemical weapons are unknown. I'm not in the business of fear-mongering. I'm not in that business, but this is a real concern. We need to be able to address this issue and to find a way. Now, we are very happy that the Syrians are dealing with some sort of an international arrangement to deal with their chemical weapons. But it is important also at the same time to deal with the weapons that are in the hands of extremists in roadside bombs.
Zarif told Press TV in an exclusive interview that the Syrian crisis needs to be resolved diplomatically. He said the use of force against Syria would result in a catastrophe for not only the entire region, but also the United States itself. Zarif also said Washington must realize that the era of threatening others with force is over. Elsewhere in his remarks, the top Iranian diplomat said the U.S. needs to abandon its policy of intimidation and pressure against Iran over its nuclear energy program. He said Tehran is after a win-win deal in nuclear talks.
Win-win would be an Iranian nuclear program which is transparent, under international monitoring, within the framework of international legality, that is the IAEA safeguards mechanisms, the NPT regulations to which Iran is a member. And that's a win-win situation. Iran will have its rights, sanctions will be removed, and the rest of the international community can rest assured that Iran's nuclear program is exclusively peaceful.
Zarif further said Iran's efforts to promote transparency over its nuclear energy activities are meant to ensure that its ambitions are peaceful. To discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. William Jones, who is with the Executive Intelligence Review, and he's joining us live now from Washington. Mr. Jones, thanks a lot for joining us. And I wanted to start off with Syria and Iran's warning about, you know, such weapons being smuggled into that country. How do you react to that?
Well, I think it's absolutely plausible that this may have been the case. Who used the chemical weapons? If the chemical weapons obviously were used, we don't know yet. Could very well have been the terrorists. I think the warnings, however, were ignored because the United States was really intent on going to war against Bashar al-Assad. And so they didn't want to listen to these warnings, didn't want to investigate these warnings. Now that we're in a situation, it seems, approaching some kind of a diplomatic settlement where the issue of chemical weapons will be taken up, it is hoped that there would also be investigations of whether or not these al-Qaeda groups actually have them as well. I don't think that's going to be so easy to figure out because nobody really has any control over them, and I don't think they're going to be very transparent in showing what they do have.
I also wanted to ask you about, you know, the foreign minister, the Iranian foreign minister mentioned a win-win deal vis-a-vis the Iranian nuclear energy program. How do you assess that?
I think he's absolutely correct. Iran, the Atoms for Peace program, which was developed after the war, assured, together with the attempt to control nuclear weapons, it also assured the full use of peaceful uses of nuclear power. And as far as we can see, this is what Iran's program is aimed at. They should not be deprived of that. There are treaties which guarantee that, and Iran is, as the minister indicated, a signatory of those treaties. There should not be any problem whatsoever that if those treaties are adhered to and the appropriate inspections called for by the treaties are conducted, that there shouldn't be any reason why there shouldn't be a diplomatic solution in which Iran becomes a part of a peaceful Middle East in which nobody is being threatened by the United States or by anybody else.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was William Jones speaking to us live from Washington.